Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hi, and welcome once again to History Dweebs. I am Tim. Welcome to the podcast where we take a lighthearted look at the dark side of history. And the topic of our podcast today is the giggling granny, serial killer Nanny Doss. We're going to be talking about her dastardly deeds. But before we do, I'd just like to remind everyone that we are a comedy podcast. We use adult humor. So if that offends you, then we're probably not the podcast for you. There's a lot of great podcasts out there that does not use adult humor. So please check some of those out. But thank you for giving us a try. Let me introduce our panel. I'm very happy and pleased to introduce the Queen of Mean, the Empress of Evil, the Mistress of the Macabre, Satan's Dirty Little Secret, Pill Popping and Penis Loving, Brandy. How are you today, Brandy? That was my announcer voice.
I saw that. Thank you. I'm all right. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, but you look tired today.
Well, thanks.
No, I don't mean
you have no eyebrows.
I know, but I didn't mean that in a negative way.
And when you say that to a woman, to me, it can only come across as a negative.
No, part. I told you this morning that you look tired. You just look like you had a rough evening. That's all.
She probably did.
Do you feel tired?
I do feel tired, but, you know.
Would you like us to get in the Yellow Pages? Do they still have Yellow Pages? I don't think they do.
They don't.
And get you a masseuse?
I can get a masseuse.
Rand or someone like that to come in?
I'm all right.
Can I just stop you, Timmy, because this is something I think you may not know.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Not been introduced. I'm just saying. Cutting into Brandy time again.
I'm trying
He's
to.
He's all over Brandy.
I'm 30 fucking seconds in this whole goddamn 2 hour show.
You get 30 seconds and you.
And this man and his nipples want to cut it off every
And that 30
time.
Seconds is you telling you you look tired.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to tell you something. And you don't know the female.
No, I was married for 14 years.
Wait a minute.
Like I do.
Please tell me about me. I'm dying to know.
Well, I do know that it's the second of the month.
I don't know what that means to you.
That probably means the devil's on a period.
Nope.
And when they get to be on their period, Timmy,
what the
they get a little bit anemic, and they can look a little pale and a little pasty.
You're about ready to get real
tired.
Anemic. That's what's getting ready to happen.
And he's about to lose some blood.
About ready to lose some blood.
See,
that's what
I mean.
To lose some blood
see
here.
How they act, I mean, they're like... And I'm just saying, so no, I think you look lovely, a little pale, a little peaked, but you know, that happens around the second of the month. I got it on my Google calendar right here. Devil's period. Don't mess with her. So there you go. I try to take your feelings into consideration.
Let me introduce the most dangerous
man. Why the fuck am I even here?
The most dangerous man in podcasting, the moral compass of our podcast,
nope.
A man who's been described as
never
an oasis in the desert of despair.
Not ever.
The incomparable, the Reverend Colonel Charles Beauregard Hawkwaters III, affectionately known as Southern Gentleman. How are you today, Colonel?
I'm doing pretty good, Timmy.
He's fine. He wants to piss and moan about his wife, as usual, and she's sick. She doesn't feel good. She wants to have her head rubbed and her legs rubbed, and he pisses and moans about it, even though she supports his ass. Can we go ahead and start with this podcast?
What's wrong with Renee?
She got some kind of pneumonia or some shit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, that's kind of serious.
I know it's serious, Timmy, but I know also that everything I've been doing for the past 3 days apparently is inadequate and wrong, and that I'm
three
a terrible
days.
Nurse. And
I'm thinking
three
more
days?
Like 30 years.
Right. Yeah.
But can we get to another subject that's kind of in my crawl, Timmy? It's just kind of, it's something I can't get past.
Chuck's got something in his crawl.
And now look at what Timmy got going on here with this shirt.
What about
yesterday? It was a pink shirt. Today he got some kind of, I don't know what even, I can't even tell that color. What is it?
It's a rose.
I put a picture of Timmy up, mm-hmm. okay, in a pink shirt. And I do this to mock him, people, to mock him. Some bitch gets 105 likes.
A picture you got of him 105 in a likes on the stair sign that no, said, hold on to the guardrail.
I'm talking about in the History Dweebs page.
Yeah.
Yeah, 105 people like this. It was supposed to be to mock him. I could not cover, I told somebody, I could not cover myself up with puppies, take a picture, and get 105. But Timmy and his little pink shirt, and you know, and he wants to fly that flag. No. That's fine with me.
Here's the problem.
But this shirt today he got on, I don't know what he got going on
here. Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing.
It's my disco shirt.
I know what he looks like. Why don't you unbutton and show us?
No. I'm going to Studio 54
after
this.
Here's the problem. It's because I think that got posted maybe after he put up, oh, I'm sorry if I've been snippy. I've just not been well.
No, that was after. That was before.
Hold on. I love that post because I couldn't tell because I'm just used to Dick Timmy all the time.
You guys make me out to seem like I'm so evil and I'm nice to you guys. You're not evil, you're Dick. I bought you lunch yesterday. You did. I bought you lunch today.
I buy you lunch.
You buy me bread.
That's all you want. And what did you buy me today?
Pretzels. They was good, by the way. Yeah. They were fucking, they were good.
Where'd you get pretzels?
I bought her pretzels and then I took one.
That's just fine. They had them at B-dubs. No, but he puts, you know, he puts up the thing. Oh, I'm sorry, I've been sick. And then he gets all these things. Oh, Timmy. Oh,
they
Timmy.
Fall over themselves.
I know.
Like, they're very
Timmy,
sweet.
How can I help you? I can be.
I'm just not very good at listener relations. So we're naming the colonel as in charge of listener relations. And the colonel, do you have any?
I thought Brandy put a quash on listener relations.
He's the ambassador of bullshit.
Yes. Yeah, so, colonel, how do you feel about being bestowed this honor?
Well,
it comes with no pay raise and a ton more responsibility.
Yeah.
So
you basically got to keep everyone on our Facebook page happy.
Oh, some of those freaks.
Godspeed.
No, I can't keep some of them happy.
Well, you may have to remove some clothing.
You know, that will not make
people
happy.
If I got to take one for the team, I'll take one for the podcast, Timmy.
All right.
No, that will not take people.
All right. Let
people
me
happy.
Let me thank our
700 members one at a time, 3 minutes at a time. I'll do it, Timmy.
No.
It might take you a year, but let me give a shout out to those who support us on Patreon. We are very, very appreciative of all your support. If you would like to support us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com/historydweebs where you can give a little, you can give a lot, or
just a wee little bit, Timmy.
A little bit. By the way, I'm going on vacation starting on Thursday.
Thank God.
And me and Brandy are going to be doing podcasts without you, Timmy.
I know. Right, I'm going to be listening to them on the beach, so make them good. Don't piss me off on the beach.
You're not going to listen to them.
On the beach with your socks and pants.
My jeans.
Yeah.
All right. Let's.
Devil, can you get a good shot of that shirt from where you're at?
No, sure no, more, no more photos, please.
I just don't want to.
I mean, Thank you.
Do you even own blue or white?
You know what I want to say, though, real quick, before we get into all that? I want to give a congratulations to Amber Gilchrist Anderson.
Oh, absolutely.
She picked up that sweet, sweet little girl.
Beautiful.
Yesterday.
Yes.
And apparently the girl's acting like a demon. She
and
gets
apparently
that.
She's, yeah, but
she's
that's
adorable.
Okay. She's got to be scared. She's got to be so, she's so sweet.
Amber and her family adopted a child
from
China.
They adopted a little girl from China and they went and got her and she's just the sweetest looking little thing. And evidently, you know, she loves her sister. She's unimpressed with Amber and her husband. but she, you know, she's all about her sisters. And you know, the thing is, I think she said, you know, she doesn't see very well.
Right.
So she's probably scared.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm
probably
sure.
Scared to death. So
that's her heart.
Just we're so happy for you, Amber, and your family, and have a safe trip home.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, she's not home yet.
No, I think they're
not
still
home.
In China.
Oh,
okay. They're still in China. Okay.
Yeah. That's awesome. They're an awesome family.
Yeah, that's a wonderful.
They're better people
commitment.
Than we are.
They are better people than we are.
But you know what?
That doesn't take a whole
We don't lot. Set the bar that high. I mean,
just kind of step over.
When really I'm sitting in a room and I think I'm probably the best person in here.
Yeah, that's a bad.
That's a bad, bad
it
thing.
It is. All right, so let's thank our Patreon supporters. They include, as always, Alicia and Chip, Daniel Bassett. Thank you, Daniel, very much.
Jen Moyer, Tommy Lane over in Hawaii. Aloha, Tommy. Jason Dykes, Bridget Clavey, Brandy McBride, Maggie Glover, Sarah Bloom, Amber Krupp, our good friend, and she, Amber, of course, is one of our moderators now on our Facebook page. Thank you, Amber, for your help, and Jen Wicks. Joe Hopkins with the Now American History Podcast. Rebecca Osinger, is that how I pronounce her last name?
Omelette.
Okay, I don't think that's it. But
Becky
thank you.
Omelette. Just thank, call her Becky Omelette. Thank it's you. Fine. She knows who she is.
Rebecca. Karen Alden, Cheryl Pierce. Of course, our good friend TJ Young. And I always feel bad by saying this, but this is what Catherine, you know, this is how she signs her name. Catherine Cockgarage Richardson. Thank you, Catherine. Fiona Crisp. Laura O'Reilly and her cats, her adorable cats. Christine Bourgeois. Donna Curran. Our good friend Maja over there in Poland. Aaron with an A. Kimberly Cameron. Elise. Who is getting close to having that baby. She's only like in June. So at least we're excited about that. Diane Student from the History Goes Bump podcast. Amber Trevino, our good friend Annette Petre. Lise from Norway. Leslie Hagar. Amber Scoville. Jahara. Of course, Dr. Jeff and Don, who we had the pleasure of meeting last week. Our good friend Andrew Happ. We haven't heard from Andrew in a while. I know he had lost his mother a month or so ago. Andrew, we hope you're doing okay. Our good friend from Cleveland, Karen Barnes, who really should be a Reds fan, but I'm hoping it's a converter colonel. I'm hoping you can do that in your new role.
New role as listener liaison. Yes. I will be director of listener services.
Yes. Rachel Flynn, your good friend, colonel.
Yeah, we love Rachel.
She's doing well. Holly Woodward, of course, we call her Hollywood. Shirley Strapp, our good friend Todd Long. Lydia and her sister, Ruth Ann, Jennifer Rasnick.
It's not Ruth Ann.
It's not Ruth Ann?
No.
Mary Ruth.
Mary Ruth.
I'm so sorry. Sorry, I always get that wrong. So Lydia and Mary, Lydia Fisher and her sister, Mary Ruth. I'm going to have give this to you so you can make Brandy one while I'm away.
No, I already got one, Timmy. I gave you the goddamn spreadsheet.
Okay, well, you know, numbers go on spreadsheets. Words go on Word documents, just as a general guideline, Colonel.
He doesn't understand how computers work.
Tyrone, our good friend Phyllis Munson. Thank you, Phyllis. Sarah Morgan, Melissa Montoya, Brittany Martin, Mandy Swanson, our good friend Cindy Liu, Heather Poole, of course, our buddies Charlie and Allie from the Insight Podcast. We're looking forward to meeting them at CrimeCon and coming up in just over a month. Bridget Bernard, our good friends Rosanna and Benjamin from They Walk Among Us. They won the best true crime podcast at the British Podcast Awards.
That's pretty damn impressive.
It's
That's a big deal.
It is, and congratulations, guys.
I wonder who got to give the acceptance speech. You know she did.
Yeah, but you know Benjamin's got that deep voice. You know,
I know, but you know he was probably like 10 feet behind her. She was running for the stage.
I don't know about that, but thank you very much, guys. Stacy, Chris Hauer, and her cat Jeffrey, the Wonder Cat, Cheryl Weldon, and Rudy the Wonder Dog. So. Thank you all very much for supporting us. Again, if you'd like to support us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com/historydweebs. Okay, let's jump into the story of the giggling granny, serial killer Nanny Doss. Why are you laughing?
Just a giggling granny serial killer. That's just...
You like, Colonel, you ever take part in watching any granny porn?
You know, I've always been afraid that I would turn it on and see my own granny on there.
Was your granny a little loose?
She was a little loose herself. But you know what's disturbing about granny porn, Timmy?
What's that?
Is that they'll put
wrinkles?
No. Is that, you know, out of curiosity, because, you know, me, I'm a Renaissance man, Timmy.
Right. You're well rounded.
Like explore, yeah. So I look
both
it up
physically
one day.
And metaphorically.
Exactly. I look it up one day and the women on there are like 35 years old.
Oh, that's too young to be a granny.
I know. It's like you, but then you run across
the
woman who's 80
years
old.
Yeah, then 80.
Now that's granny porn.
Yeah.
But when you got the 35-year-old woman calling it granny, you just, it's like
that's you're just getting at someone else's
You know what I mean? You're stepping in on someone else's territory. Leave that to the 80-year-olds.
Exactly.
At least 70 or 65 anyway.
But some of it's disturbing because you don't know if, you know, I keep thinking, what, they pull them out of a nursing home or something? What they do with these, you know?
If they got dentures, Colonel.
I know. If they can take them out, they can make a buck or two. But no.
Brandy, you have any thoughts on granny porn?
No, I do not.
Don't seem engaged in
what about grandpa porn?
I do.
Double, you ever watch
no.
any of that?
Gross.
Oh, come on. You know a big wrinkly nut sack now and again.
Kind Never of heard anyone.
I live with one. And work with two. So, yeah, we're good.
All right, let's talk about Nanny Doss. Nanny Doss was a serial killer who earned the monikers, plural, the Giggling Nanny, the Giggling Granny, and the Jolly Black Widow after going on a killing spree that began in the 1920s and lasted all the way to 1954, Colonel.
Damn.
So, yeah, she had quite a record. She was a Nanny Doss was easily entertained. Her favorite pastimes included reading romance novels and poisoning members of her family.
Oh.
Gotta have a hobby, Timmy.
You do have to have hobbies.
Yeah, well,
gotta
she did.
Do something to keep yourself busy, Tim.
It's believed that Nanny was responsible for the murder of up to 8 people, including 4 of her husbands, her mother, her sister, her grandson, and her mother-in-law.
It's giving it all away.
Now, other than the grandson, I could see different times where those other people would have it coming.
Well, she obviously thought so. She, Nanny Doss, was born Nanny Hazel on November 4th, 1905, in Blue Mountain, Alabama, to James and Lou Hazel. James being the man, Lou being the mother. There is evidence that, I don't know what this has to do with anything. There's evidence that Nanny was conceived illegitimately, Brandy.
Oh, no.
As James and Lou married after 1905.
She was a bastard? Can you be a bastard and be a woman?
I think in 1905, that was probably frowned upon. Not such a big deal today, but in 1905. This is according to census records, because, as you know, when I'm doing this research, I go to the census and look at, you know, all the relevant data.
I don't Clearly. Know what you do when you do the research, Timmy.
I know. That's why I'm essential to this podcast.
Although I did have somebody say today, send me a message, and they said, I'm listening to an episode today that just cracked me up. I said, oh, good. And they said, it's the Jonas Salk episode.
Yeah, it's fine. It was
the
funny.
One that was written by the Colonel.
No.
Well, I think it was written by Wikipedia.
Still
copied by the Colonel.
I had to print it out.
Yeah, you did. You did. I'll give you that much.
I had to copy and paste a lot of stuff, Timmy.
Yeah, it was a collaboration between you and everyone that contributes to Wikipedia. Mostly to everyone that contributes.
Mostly everyone, yeah.
All right. So, anyway, back to Nanny. So it's evidence that she was, you know, illegitimate, but she was one of 5 children. She had 1 brother and 3 sisters. Both Nanny and her mother both hated James, the father.
He was a dick.
Well, now, I have not said one bad word about this man, and you've already jumped to the conclusion he was a dick.
Well, she hates men, Timmy.
I do not hate men.
Yeah, I think
maybe he's on to something about your, you know, Aunt Flo, your little visitor, because you seem a little upset. I haven't even told you what this guy did. He is a dick, by the way.
Okay, so I'm not wrong. Wait a minute. Let me ask you this. Is it possible that I read the script?
Well, it's possible. It's not likely.
Okay,
it's not likely. Well, you want to tell me why he's a dick?
No, go ahead. I mean, you're on a roll here.
Are you telling me you read this script? I mean, are you claiming that you read
Well, we
this
were supposed script? To do this podcast yesterday, so she probably did. I'll give her the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, so suck it. Both of you.
I just said I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
You got to be nasty too. To everybody.
Go on. James is a dick. Hit it.
All right. So James was kind of a dick. Brandy was right. He was very controlling, and he was very abusive. Just had a nasty streak about him. Nanny had a very unhappy childhood. She was a poor student who never learned to write, read and write well. Although she did read romance novels throughout her life, that was her big thing. Her education was erratic because James forced her the children to work the family farm instead of attending school. I know you probably was pulled out of school a lot to work the family farm.
We did not have a farm, Timmy. We didn't even have grass where I grew up. I grew up in the blacktop jungle. I mean, it was just blacktop everywhere. Okay.
You didn't have like a little victory garden in the back?
No, we had nothing, Timmy. We had nothing. If we had a garden, we couldn't afford the seeds. We was too poor for seeds. We was too poor. Oh, people say they was dirt poor, Timmy.
Uh-huh.
We was too goddamn poor to have dirt. That's how when I was a kid, I couldn't afford
dirt. That was your dream to have dirt.
Our dream, yeah. When we finally moved to a different place, I couldn't believe. I didn't even know what dirt was. We didn't have to have baths. We didn't have to have baths but once every month because we wasn't even around dirt to get dirty.
Your big dream was to have a dirt sandwich, wasn't
just,
it?
Yeah, just to get dirty. That's all I wanted.
Good Lord.
All right. Well, they were kind of poor too, the Dosses.
Weren't as poor as we was.
Most of Nanny's childhood was spent avoiding the wrath of her father, who Brandy has pointed out was a sort of a dick. He ruled the family with an abusive iron fist.
Who's that sound like, Devil?
Oh, come on. I'm nice to you guys. When Nanny was 7 years old, Brandy.
Yes.
She's not paying attention.
Nanny was 7 years old.
She was on a train that suddenly stopped, causing her to fall forward and it hit her head.
Well, first of all, it takes like a mile for a train to stop. So I find that is a bullshit story.
Well, I'm calling
shenanigans.
Well, this is when she was seven.
How stupid was she that this train's taking a mile to stop?
She was 7 years old.
So what? The train takes a mile to stop. It doesn't stop like a car, like on a dime where you jerk forward. Give me a break.
Anyway, after the incident, she suffered years with migraine headaches, blackouts, and depression.
Lies.
Yeah, maybe she might have been hitting the bottle a little bit. Maybe that was...
At seven?
Yeah.
You ever had a concussion, Devil?
Yes.
How many?
Just one that I can think of.
Two?
Of course, you know.
What happened?
I just fell.
You know, once we were... the kids in the neighborhood when I was like three or four. This story isn't very entertaining, but we were right. They were playing baseball, and I was running. Me and my cousin was running behind a batter.
Mm-hmm.
I got clocked with a bat.
Ooh.
It's the only time I've ever been knocked out in my life.
Oh, Jake had a concussion. Jake used to get a concussion when his head hit the pillow.
See, that's my problem now. I had so many concussions. It's a true story. I've had so many concussions, it takes almost nothing to give me a concussion now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get easier once you've had one.
Yeah,
or
once you have one, and I've had actually five that they know of.
You almost had one when you hit your head on a microphone.
I know.
Jackass.
Well, these adjustable arm things, they just throw you a little bit.
Do they?
They do.
That's a high-tech,
They're not moving adjustable arms. It's a stationary arm.
Sometimes he moves his head, though.
Don't come at me with a microphone.
Good God.
A microphone resembles a penis, if you haven't noticed.
And, you know, I'm a little uncomfortable getting my mouth this close up to this thing. It's a phallic thing.
You seem to do
now,
it
Devil,
with such
she got
zealous.
It all the way back to her tonsils there. I mean, we can hear the high notes on her.
That was a frown on her face. Yeah.
You got no gag reflex there, Devil? Is that what it is? Is that what got you married?
I'm telling you what, women who have no gag reflex, they are worth their weight in gold.
She put it on the page, so we can say that out loud.
Jen is a sweetheart.
But she put on the page, she has no gag reflex.
You can be a sweetheart with no gag reflex.
Well, I'm just saying. Oh,
you can be a princess.
This is the motherfucker we're putting ahead charge of listener relations.
I would like it noted that that was your idea.
Well, he seems popular. He seems to be like one of the popular kids.
I don't think that's true.
He does seem that way.
All right. Let's get back to Nanny.
Well, we was talking about her. We had to work in her economics professor and
lack of gag reflex. Yeah, I don't understand why he keeps talking.
People seem to get upset when we bring up her economics professor. I don't want to do that. Brandy's...
Why do people like her?
Because she's a very lovable person, a very nice person.
That's not what you said when you were in my office
this
morning.
But she's here
doing
now.
What?
I haven't seen you today. It's the first time I saw you today. Show up the podcast and you leave.
That's like not what you said.
Fucking rock star.
What you said when you rolled over this morning.
Yeah. That's not
what... This guy's like a fucking rock star.
Yeah, he is.
Just rolls in, does the podcast and leave.
I'm the Joan Crawford of the History Dweebs.
You are a bitch and always late and drunk.
All right. So anyway, back to Nanny, member of the podcast. Yes. She hit her head on a train. She had migraines, headaches, blackouts.
She walked into a train?
No, she was on a train. It stopped.
Timmy
she hit her fucking
into
head.
A train before.
You know this dude I grew up with? He got ran over by a train, lost his legs.
Boy, that'll happen.
Yeah, it's not a good thing. Truth. We used to hop trains and like ride them through town and jump off. He jumped off and got stuck. His leg got caught. Yeah, it was not a good story.
Did the engineers ever shoot at you, Timmy?
No, they wasn't like the, what are they, train detectives
like
or something?
Like the Wild West?
No, they would fill up their shotgun shells with rock salt.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd shoot you, and if they hit you, that rock salt would go in your skin and melt and burn like a sumbitch.
Well, remember, did you ever get shot remember by what happened? On a train? Remember what happened to Carl Panzeran on the train?
Did you ever get shot by an engineer on a train?
I got shot out by an engineer.
Of course you did.
We had an old lady in our neighborhood. She had crab apples in a tree in her, and we'd go sneak in and get a tree. And she'd shoot rock salt at us, trying to shoot us. This is in the middle of the city.
Yeah, you can buy the shotgun shells, the non-lethal shotgun shells, and they're no fun. Quick story, Timmy.
It's not a quick story. What? It's never a fucking quick story.
If you would not interrupt me and let me finish my
recitation. This man is in charge of listener relations.
I used to, I had repo cars, Timmy. I used to do that for them.
Yeah.
And I was looking for a car, and I finally found a family member. And I only remember this because it happened on my birthday year.
You repossessed a family member's car?
Well, I found a family member, and I was looking for the guy.
Oh, I see.
She says, son, he's dead. I said, he's dead? No shit. And she's like, yeah, he got hit by a train. And, well, you know, obviously.
Was he in the car?
That
that's
was
the
my
clutch
first
question. Right.
Was he in the car? And she said, no, him and his friend was walking on the track. They both got killed.
Well, that sucks.
Now, think about this.
That happened in Stand By Me almost.
Now, trains.
That's a sucky story.
No, this was right up in Lachlan here.
Stand By Me is awful. Awesome.
Think about this.
No, I mean his story. Chuck's story.
Most of his stories are.
Trains are not quiet.
No,
okay?
They're not.
Now, I could see one dumbass
saying.
They
sound like a train coming.
But if you're on a bridge and you can't get off.
No, this was in Lachlan. They was just on the tracks.
Okay.
I could see one dumbass getting hit by a train. How two people so stupid to get hit by a train?
First of all, this dumb bitch was on a train, and it takes a mile to stop. And
she was
she
7 years old.
And she was not prepared and hit her head. She wasn't prepared for a fucking mile for this goddamn train to stop.
I kind of feel like you're being a little harsh to the girl.
I think so. I mean, well, you know, obviously she goes on to kill eight people.
This is bullshit. Go ahead.
All right.
My question always was, okay, I could see the one dumbass getting drunk, laying down
that's
on the tracks or whatever. How do two people not hear a train
coming? Side by side.
I mean, Helen Keller walking down the track.
You know who could hear a train coming?
Your mom.
Johnny Cash. He get coming around the bend, Timmy. And he ain't seen the sunshine.
Since I don't know when.
Because he's stuck
can
in
you do a little? Prison. Can you do a little Johnny Cash one?
I hear the train a-coming. It coming around the bend.
Brandy takes her
and
headphones
I ain't
off.
Seen the sunshine since. I don't know when, because I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
This doesn't sound like anything like Johnny Cash.
Sounds more like a Bee Gees.
Dragging on.
No, it doesn't sound like the Bee Gees.
Sounds like Chuck.
Sounds like a cat got run
over.
That sounds
just like, okay. I'm Johnny Cash.
No. Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
No.
You're the man. You've been known to be the man in black.
Right. Look, Johnny Cash's voice was a panty dropper. Yours is not.
Yeah, but you know, he didn't even, I mean, it was funny because he's really good singing. I love Johnny Cash, but he couldn't even like talk in tune. No. He would talk like that. Yeah. I love Johnny Cash.
Hold on, how'd he talk? Do a compare thing on that. How Johnny can.
No. Let's talk about Nanny. Let's talk about Nanny instead. Okay. Anyway.
Okay. So the train, she can't stop herself. She didn't have a seatbelt on.
So she's getting
headaches.
Wear your
seatbelt on the train.
Blackouts, depression throughout the rest of her life.
Concussion.
With education being a low priority in the Hazel family, there was no objections from her parents when she decided to leave school at the age or in the sixth grade. So,
well, because by then you're ready to make grown-up decisions.
Well, and you have boobs.
Well, sure. Which clearly qualifies you to drop out of school.
What the fuck elementary school you hanging around? Dude, do you see sixth graders walking around with boobs?
Yes.
Yeah, there was this girl in second grade when I was in second grade. Her name was Robin. She was a grown woman in second grade. I swear to God.
Well, maybe she was touched.
And she was pregnant. She had two kids by eighth grade.
That's sad.
Oh, it was sad. It was sad. And I liked her.
Chuck is laughing.
And I didn't want her. I didn't want to get rejected. So, like,
well, clearly you can't stand that close to her.
Yeah. Well, I was responsible for handing out the books for like history hour or whatever.
You're such a suck up.
He is a teacher's pet.
I was also the milk monitor, which was a very responsible position.
Chocolate for you.
Chocolate or white? Chocolate was 6 cents. White was five. And I had to go down, to the cafeteria, pick it up. I had to keep all my money separate. I was fucking running that show too, just like this podcast.
Did you ever lift any of the milk money, Timmy?
No.
Did
you ever steal
any? Of course he didn't.
That would be wrong.
They wouldn't put me in charge of that
shit.
But
I had free chocolate milk.
Oh, there you go.
Well, shit.
Yeah,
that's worth. That's totally worth it.
But anyway, back to Robin. She ended up, I liked her, so I was handing out the book. So I put a little note in there. It says, hey, you know, would you like to be my girlfriend?
Was this second grade?
I think second grade, second or third grade. Would you like to be my girlfriend? And, you know, if not, please don't tell anyone.
She told everyone, didn't she?
No, she actually didn't. She responded, no, I already got a boyfriend, but, you know, you're really sweet. And that was it. She didn't, and then she ended up pregnant like a few years later.
That's like the suckiest.
I'm sorry. I feel bad for her, but you know.
That was pointless.
She really? Developed quickly.
Really?
I mean,
you don't.
Can
talk
we stick
anything.
To the podcast, please?
Yes. You don't get to talk anything about pointless.
Yes, let's get back to it. Let's get back to Nanny.
Could we?
Nanny.
This getting, it's, this is, I'm on the edge of my seat here with her hitting her head on the train.
No, she's dropped out of school now.
Oh, yeah. Now she's a high school dropout.
So
not even.
From early, I can't believe that we get so many complaints about not discussing the story.
I know people are so that they like the split has.
They really do. Okay, so from early on, James Hazel, who Brandy characterized as a dick, refused to allow his daughters to do anything to enhance their appearance.
No.
They were not allowed.
So they were homely.
They were not allowed to wear pretty. Well, I don't know if they were homely. They
homely
just
and concussed.
They were. They were not allowed to wear pretty dresses, put on makeup, or have any friendship with boys. That's probably a good rule.
Wow.
He was trying. He said he was trying to prevent them from being molested.
Makes sense to me,
good,
I guess.
Good intentions. But it happened anyway to our poor nanny. She was believed to have been molested several
times. That's
probably
a bullshit story, too.
Well, I don't know. She hit her head.
You're not very empathetic today. With the poor girl got molested. She got hit upon the head.
The story's bullshit.
All right.
So you think we're just giving you alternative facts here?
I think Nanny is putting out alternative facts. I think the spin.
Okay, she wouldn't pass
the spin masters of Nanny are putting forth
fake news. All right. So anyway, Dad wouldn't let him dressed up because he was afraid that they'd be too attractive and men would molest him. But she got molested anyway, according to Nanny. He also forbade them, Brandy. You'll get like this. Oh. He forbade them to go to dances or other social events. It's like Footloose.
Well, you have to leave. It is like Footloose, and you got to leave space for Jesus if you're.
You do
got to
leave space for Jesus.
Yes,
you have to
and
leave
Jesus
space for
got
Jesus.
A big ass. So,
yeah,
you is never slow know. Dancing really dancing?
Dancing leads to sex every time.
Mm-hmm. I like to tell people I dance, but I really just slow
dance. You
don't
dance at all.
No, it's
I
not.
Can't, I can't see it.
Slow dancing's not really dancing, is it?
Yeah, that's dancing, sort of, yeah.
Well, I mean, I can slow dance, but I mean, I don't think it's really dancing.
You know, that coat rack over there can slow dance.
That's what I mean.
What I want to see
the Colonel get out there.
You want me to bust a move? I will bust a move if you want me to. I will bust a move right now.
I will lock and pop.
I would like you to... It's pop and lock. And I would
you
like,
want to see me...
I want to see you bust a move in Indy.
You know what? You turn on the little brick house and you'll see me bust a move.
Ow! She's a brick. No.
House.
Oh, that Indy. Indy,
ooh,
it's on.
He mighty, mighty.
We'll see.
Just letting it all hang
easy
out.
Easy line on.
Ow,
simmer
he's
down.
A brick.
Simmer.
House. I've got the shirt for it.
That Timmy stack, that's a fact. Ain't holding Timmy nothing back. Stack.
Are you concerned that he knows the words of this song?
Chicka down, down.
What about play that fucking music?
Not play that fucking music.
Fucking music.
You mean it's still not? It's not fucky.
Funky.
There
play
you go.
That funky music. Play that fucking motherfucking music, white play boy.
No, everyone music, said that boy. When we sang that when we was a
well,
kid.
Well, sure.
All right. Nanny dolls. Can we get back to the story, please?
Could we?
If you could stay on the subject.
I'm not even got one page in yet.
I know.
All right. So, anyway, he forbade them from going to dances and other social events where there might be boys. Probably ice cream socials. A lot of horny men at the ice cream
can't
social.
Can't go to the malt shop.
No. It was not until she got her first job
How
in
did
19...
they get malts?
Nanny got her first job in 1921, and when she was 16 years old, that she had any really interaction with the opposite sex. At the age of 16, instead of attending school and worrying about prom night, Brandy,
oh.
Your son just had prom.
He did.
He looked very handsome,
he did.
By the way.
How was that?
He did.
And his date was very lovely.
She looked nice.
Yeah. That was the same girl as homecoming.
Yes, it's the same girl from last year's prom. It's
you don't
the same
seem
girl.
All that excited about
oh, no,
this
I like
girl.
Her, but she's, you know, she's 17-year-old, 18-year-old girl. She giggles a lot.
Yeah.
It's kind of nauseating, but she's very...
Seems very sweet.
But she buckles under torture easily. She buckles under questioning.
Oh, that's
she,
good.
Oh, she does. Yeah.
So you try to intimidate her?
So I know. Oh, she's scared of me. But, you know, I get from, Jake, how was prom?
Fine.
Uh-huh. What'd you guys, did you dance?
Yeah.
I mean, nothing. Now, I'm going to ask her when I see her, because last year
was
I got.
Was she sweating bullets?
No.
We drank beer and smoked two joints. No, I'm sorry.
Well, so there's that, but last year.
You dropped acid, I'm sorry.
No, last year what I get is, okay, so we got there, and okay, so we went in, and like Jake went in first, and then I went in, because I was trying to like, you know, kind of hold back a little bit, and so then I went in, and then I saw Jessica over there, and Jessica was dressed like such a whore. And so then
I'm like. Oh, God. I sorry
know.
You asked.
So then I'm going, okay, I have to sort out exactly what I mean. You know, so I get too much from her and nothing from Jake. So
oh, at least you got her. That
and the can. Salt and pepper shakers were on the table, but the salt was on the left and the peppers on the right. And whoever heard of that? So I had to switch them around. And I'm on.
It's like she's just like nervous around you. Is that
no? That's just how she is all the time.
Okay.
Well, Logan's up in Chicago.
Uh huh.
And Taylor.
Nothing
calls
to do
up.
With his kids.
No,
it's just, about my kids.
You talk about people oversharing things.
Your boys always overshare.
Taylor calls me up to complain that Logan. Now tell me how this is my problem to me. Logan
you're getting
has
ready
to come
overshare.
Up to Chicago, and
used all the lotion in the apartment.
No.
Oh.
Smoked all his weed.
Well,
and I owe him money.
He's got to come. You are his parent.
Yeah. He wants his money back because Logan came up, smoked all his weed, and I owe him $100.
Weed ain't
Jesus.
Cheap.
Yeah.
No, it's not. I found that out.
I mean, you know what? I just said, tell Logan he's got my check card to give you $100.
Oh,
I don't
Jesus
know what to
God.
Do.
So essentially, you're buying drugs for your children.
I am. I'm like, are you really calling me up telling me I owe you? I didn't smoke no weed.
But what's fucked up is you're doing it. Like, you're giving him the money.
Well,
no. That's the and what I would say is that's the perils of having Logan in your apartment with your butt unguarded.
You really need
well, that's what I told him.
You really need like, to put the butt away.
Yeah.
The boy will just eat it raw. He just he puts it on his salad.
And what I have to say is quality parenting.
No, there's nothing wrong with weed. That's all right.
You know, and listeners are going to think this is strange. I have encouraged my boys to not drink. To not drink because I you know, there's we have alcoholism that runs rampant in our family. And I've told them, you know, stay away from alcohol. So my boys don't drink.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're going to buy the occasional bud now and again, that's fine.
Now and again's ass. It's like on their grocery list.
It is on their grocery list. Taylor's got an app on his... I'm not kidding you. He's got an app on his thing. It's not an app. It's actually like a group messenger thing or whatever. And he just types it in and they show up at his house. And the argument is Do you tip the guy when he leaves?
Oh, I think so.
That's absolutely what Taylor said.
Yeah, you Taylor's tip the like, guy.
It's
yeah, you should always tip your pusher, I think.
Well, you know, you tip it's the, good the delivery guy because yeah. that's probably all they make.
Yeah. Right. What's the app called?
No, you got you get on this like secret group text thing, like this group text. Two people vouch for you.
I put in an order though, and I mean, I'm gonna need that at some point.
Yeah, no, but I it might seem crazy, but I've encouraged the use of that rather than alcohol because alcohol.
I think it's turns rational, actually.
Yeah, I've heard the argument. It's a small leap from pot to heroin.
I've heard that too.
Well, and which is why I started with heroin.
Well,
and I'm working my way back.
Well, yeah. You know what? I just skipped the pot. I'm an overachiever.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Well, let that shit rain. Go slow you down.
Yeah, no. Straight to meth. Yeah. There you go. Okay,
all right.
Timmy.
Nanny at 16, instead of attending school and worrying about prom.
So
she was working in a linen factory and spending her spare time.
Not as a waitress.
No. Okay. She was spending her spare time with her head buried in her favorite pastime, reading romance magazines, especially, Brandy, the Lonely Hearts Club section, which is,
ooh.
You know.
Didn't you write them
the
a couple
Tinder,
letters?
Tinder back in the day, right?
Could you imagine if we had Tinder back in the day?
Dude.
Oh,
I said
my God. That would have been wonderful.
I said something to my girlfriend when I got a hold of Jake's phone. It was like, you know, Larry Flint had a hold of it. So I was telling my girlfriend about it, and she's like, I thank God we did not have cell phones. She said, I'd have run a brothel.
Oh, yeah.
She said, I'm so glad we didn't have cell phones back then. We'd have gotten in so much trouble.
Yeah, or even just like the internet, you know? I
mean, oh, yeah, we didn't have any of that.
I won't give any names. I managed without the internet one New Year's Eve to be with three different girls in one night.
I cannot get laid without the internet. It's essential. It's fucking essential.
The internet came about after.
I don't know how I ever got a date prior to the internet. I really don't.
I have to get on the internet and try to get Renee to get interested in something. I send her PMs and stuff like. She don't like that.
She doesn't like the granny.
I cannot.
She doesn't like the granny porn.
She will not send me a boob shot to save my life.
Oh.
That's just not fair.
What do you need a boob shot for?
I don't know.
It's for his entertainment.
Just to say,
material.
I just shot you a boob shot to say I love you.
No.
I just shot you.
No.
That is not even in tune.
The boob shot does not say I love you. Go ahead.
I can't.
Just work on your Johnny Cash.
I just want to bob my head back and forth on the microphone.
That's personal.
Me and Ray Charles.
Wait, he just wants to bob his head back and forth on the microphone.
We're not judging you, Colonel.
Wow.
But I.
Practice makes perfect.
But he has a problem with my pink shirt.
That's not even pink. I don't know what that
it's
is.
It's rose.
Oh, he got a nice rose-colored shirt on?
Yes.
Dusty rose. All right, go on.
Okay, so Nanny. While working in the
Nanny's
linen.
At the linen shop.
Yeah, while working in the linen factory, she met Charlie Braggs, Brandy.
Oh, goodness.
Sounds like a good guy.
He worked at the same factory and took care of his unmarried mother. The two began dating within 5 months, and they married. Oh, the two began dating, and within 5 months, they were married. And Nanny moved in with Braggs and his mother, and that's not a good thing. If what she hoped by marrying was to escape the oppressive environment she grew up in, she must have been disappointed, Brandy.
I bet she
because
was.
Her mother-in-law turned out to be extremely controlling and manipulative.
Oh, that bit.
Manipulative?
Yeah.
Manipulative?
That was close enough.
Manipulative?
The Braggs, she's now Nanny Braggs, had their first child in 1923, Colonel. And three more followed over the next 3 years. So
damn.
They were getting it on.
That bit JJ would like the Holland Tunnel.
Oh, well,
just
she
driving
well,
through
she
there all
didn't
the
do,
time.
Well, she passed she out a lot, so Charlie was probably.
She need to put a toll booth on that Cuda there.
So Nanny's life had become a prison of raising children. I'm sure you can relate to that, Brandy.
Yes.
Taking care of her demanding mother-in-law.
I raised more kids than she did.
Yeah, you did. Well, Renee did.
No, I raised them myself.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, I don't think we need to go by his parenting style when he just gave his, you know, he just had to reimburse one son for the pot that
the
other
drug
one
habit.
Smoked. Yeah, so.
So anyway,
I was
Charlie.
Trying to keep the peace between the boys.
That was a good thought. Charlie was, he just didn't want Logan to, he didn't want Tanner to, or Taylor to kick Logan out and he'd be coming back home.
That's what I was trying to do. I'm just like, keep the boy there. He's coming home Wednesday.
He's having 100 bucks, whatever. Yeah. Just keep him stay up here a couple more days. And by the way, after you took that picture from me yesterday, you took a picture like of me and it was of the fucking ceiling. Oh, so Renee must have extremely good photography genes because Logan is not getting any talent from you.
He ain't. No, I don't know how to take a picture.
But he is amazing, and you really suck at it.
That's pretty much true, yeah. All right. The boys got artistic things. I don't have any, Timmy.
Yeah, I know. But you
except
sing.
For my singing. Yeah, I mean, my musical singing
and
ability.
And your customer relation skills.
Yeah, I'm good at that. Yeah.
Nope.
All right, so... anyway, so she marries, they have three kids, and now her life is miserable because her husband is drinking and he's abusive. Her mother-in-law's a bitch. But even so, to cope with all this, she began going out at night and going to local bars for adulterous fun.
There you go.
And that's never good for a marriage, Brandy.
Whore.
In 1927, soon after the birth of her fourth child, the Braggs' middle two children died by what doctors labeled as food poisoning.
Yeah, when somebody put arsenic in your broccoli.
Here's rat poisoning. Charles Braggs was mystified, Brandy.
Wow.
When his two children died suddenly.
You
got to
cook
months
that chicken all the way through.
And Nanny could not offer any explanation. Each child had seemed healthy when Charles had left for the day for work. But when he got home, before he got home, they had convulsions and died after breakfast, long after breakfast. So, you know, probably better went up to Bob Evans or somewhere.
You know what? Nanny had probably just had enough. Somebody had been bugging the shit out of her.
Too many kids are out here.
Yeah.
We gotta
thin the herd. Somebody been bugging the shit out of her for Power Rangers or Five Nights at Freddy or whatever the fuck they had. And she had just had enough.
So they got some small insurance payments, eased the pain a bit. But Charles became increasingly suspicious of his wife, suspecting Nanny Doss had poisoned the children. Braggs took their oldest child, Melvina.
Melvina?
There you go.
Melvina. Sounds like a type of cheese, doesn't it?
Melvina. Hey, could somebody help me the Melvina dip over here? I like the...
But he oddly left the newborn, Florine, with his mother. So if he was concerned that she was poisoning his kids.
He didn't like Melvina. How old
no,
was
he took Melvina.
Melvina.
Oh, he left Florine behind.
Oh, didn't like Florine.
Well, she was the baby newborn. Maybe she was probably took more effort to raise. So.
Right.
He had changed diapers with Florine, so he probably just said, oh, roll the dice, leave her with her. Psychopath. He left Nanny, Florine, the baby, and his mother with Nanny. He took the Melvina and he left.
Hey, Ma, don't eat the bacon, Ma.
Not long after he left, his mother died, surprisingly.
Food poisoning?
Yes, she was poisoned. Well, they wasn't sure exactly what happened, but she died suddenly after breakfast. So anyway, Nanny ended up remaining in his home for a year until he finally returned with Melvina and his new girlfriend. So they got divorced because, you know, that's not a good situation. Nanny left with her two daughters. So he's got a new girlfriend. So Melvina's, I guess she's out the door with Serene.
Melvina.
Yeah. New girlfriend doesn't like her, so yeah. Nanny leaves with Florine and Melvina this time.
Oh, shit.
And she moves back in with her parents, James and whatever the hell her mother's name was.
Lou.
Lou. Thank you, Brandy. You're
very welcome.
Anyway, so Charles Braggs, the one that left, she was married five times. Charlie Braggs.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ended up being the only husband that she had that did not was not poisoned to death. So he dodged a bullet or arsenic, one or the other. Alone again, Doss returned to her parents' home and to her childhood passion of reading romance magazines. You ever read romance magazines, Brandy?
No.
Were you like romantically inclined when you were a young teenager?
No.
Really?
She was a softball player, Timmy.
Well, I mean, she could, yeah, but he was.
I was doing other shit. I mean, I had a boyfriend, but I mean, I didn't.
They just went, guys.
She reads,
I mean,
romantic literature. You see those two books over there
right
now?
I was hot when I was younger.
Well, I'm not saying.
I didn't need all that.
No, that's what I'm saying. So you just was not into, like, romance.
I seen pictures of her in high school, Timmy.
I was
She's
hot.
Very beautiful. She's beautiful she now, but I'm just saying you wasn't like some girl, teenage girl.
No,
obsessed
I wasn't.
With,
no. Okay.
Well, that's before us. Was your soul black in high school too? Or
yes.
Did that, is that a recent occurrence?
No.
Did you have big hair in the 80s?
Oh, yeah. She did. She did. I seen her pictures.
I miss big hair so much.
I seen you with your big hair and your puffy sleeves, girl.
Oh.
In a green, some kind of silky, glossy dress.
You are. See,
you look pretty good, though.
I'm you telling you. Good. I'm telling you right now. I would rock some big hair.
Oh,
I
yeah. I seen you in
perm
it.
Perm. Mm-hmm. And some, I would do that today if it would come back.
Did you have, what's the stonewashed jeans?
I'm sure I did.
Renee had the tight spiral perm.
Yeah.
And she
had
long
that.
Hair. She had the tight spiral perm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she had some stonewashed jeans.
Mm-hmm. Yep, very stylish. Very stylish.
Me, I just had the porn stash and leather members only
jacket.
Yeah.
You were the last member.
I was the last member. I was a pretty impressive member.
All right. So back to Nanny.
They used to call me the member.
They did not.
So Nanny starts reading her Lonely Heart Club and romance magazines again. So she's looking for a new husband. It was through these classified column that she met her second husband, a Mr. Robert Harrelson, when she was 24 and he was 23. So she's a MILF at this point, right?
No, because I don't want to die.
Well, but she's a MILF. She's 24. She has kids. So anyway, they met and they got married. And along with Florine and Melvina, they moved to Jacksonville, Brandy, Jacksonville, Florida.
Excellent.
Now, Florina was barely 2 years old when Harrelson, Robert Harrelson and Nanny moved. And they went to Jacksonville, and they decided to move. And they left Florina 2 years old in an abandoned house.
Well, she should be able to take care of herself.
She could walk by then. She could walk out. Yep. I mean, how long she stay in the house?
Neighbors managed to track down Charles Braggs, and he came back and got the child. Damage the relationship Nanny had with her daughter.
Well, it tends to. When
sometimes.
Left, yeah. My parents once, my mama once left me at the grocery store. You know what I did? We was this quick one, but we was all leaving.
This is going to be quick, right?
And we had all my nieces, nephews, everybody out of my house and out of my brother's house.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two cars out there. Renee has her van. I got my car. So we decide we're taking my nieces and nephews. They're going to spend the night with us. Well, Taylor in the back room playing on the computer. He's a little, you know, just a little tyke back then. He's probably 6-7 years old.
This story's gone too long.
And
we need a gong that we can hit.
We're all driving home, and Renee calls me, and she's like, you know, the kids, what do you want to get? You want to get the kids something to eat? She was calling me about. And she said, all right. And I said, well, something about Taylor. And she said, I don't know, Taylor. Don't you have Taylor? And I was like, no, I don't have Taylor.
Don't tell me he was on top of the car.
No, Taylor was in my brother's house in the back room, very quietly playing on a computer. My brother and his wife thought everybody had left his house.
I see.
And they started to get romantical on the couch.
With Taylor there.
And as they started to whatever they do, Taylor wandered out of the computer room.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So he got an up-close lesson in...
He did.
Birds and the bees.
He did. Nobody knew he was in the house. We had to go back and get him. And
did you have to do therapy or anything with him?
No. I think he was okay, but...
Too long.
Okay. Well, anyway...
I'm just saying, do a head count on all your children when you got a bunch of them.
Yes. That's always solid advice, Brandy.
It's a tip.
All right, so Robert Harrison and Nanny are married, and it didn't take Nanny long to realize that he was not the man that she had dreamed about, Brandy. And you're going to tell us what happens next with the young couple.
Well, quite the opposite. Harrison turned out to be a drunk and in debt.
Oh.
His favorite pastime was to get into bar fights, Chuck Walters. But somehow the marriage lasted until Harrison's death 16 years later. In 1943, Doss's oldest daughter, Melvina, had her first child, a son named Robert.
So Melvina made it to adulthood.
Yes. Right. And then another in 1945. But the second child, a healthy girl, died soon after being born for unexplained reasons.
A lot of people just dying around Nanny.
Nanny, well, you know. You know. Later, Melvina recalled while
she was in... If Nanny offers to make you a sandwich...
Or babysit.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
Later, Melvina recalled while she was in and out of consciousness after her difficult delivery, seeing her mother... She saw her mother stick a hat pin into the head of the infant. But no proof of the incident was ever found. On July 7th, 1945, Doss was taking care of Melvina's son, Robert... after she and her daughter had a fight over Doss's disapproval of Melvina's new boyfriend. That night, while in Doss's care, Robert died of what doctors said was asphyxia from unknown causes. Within a few months, Doss collected $500 on an insurance policy she'd taken out on the boy.
Oh, so she's making some dough off of all these dead relatives.
Meanwhile, Nanny reunited with her other daughter, Florine, the daughter she'd abandoned when she was two. The reunion evidently smoothed things over, and by 1945, Florine, now married, felt secure enough to leave her infant son at Nanny's home in Jacksonville, Alabama, while Florine took off to see her father. Baby Lee survived 3 days in Nanny's care, his death producing... anguished speculation that he accidentally got a hold of some rat poison. September 2nd, 1945, Nanny's current husband, Frank Harrelson, also became ill and died. It was VJ Day as Japan surrendered to the Allied powers at the end of World War II, and Harrelson was among the most robust partiers. After an evening of particularly heavy drinking, he raped Nanny.
That's not good.
The next day, she discovered Harrelson's corn whiskey jar buried in the ground as she tended her rose garden. And as it is, the rape had been the last straw for her. So she took the jar, topped it off with rat poison, and Harrelson died a painful death that evening.
Well, that was kind of deserved, though.
Well, yeah.
I mean, if she's telling the truth.
Right. Yeah, but you know that, well, again, you know, clearly...
She's killed every member of her family, so she might not be the most honest person. At all.
Well, right.
But if he did
which
rape
is why her. I question the whole concussion thing and all of that.
But if he did rape her that week,
despite what she may have done in the past, I'm just saying.
No means no.
Nine means nine. Nine.
I agree, Colonel.
Nine did means you guys nine. Ever have anybody
we are,
that
we are not going
to
be
used
on
to bury their corn whiskey in the yard?
Victim shame.
Did you?
My grandpa used to.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He buries corn whiskey.
What's that supposed to do? Ferment it or something?
Yeah, I don't know. Keeps it cool. Figuring it worked once to snag a husband, Doss returned to the classified ads to find her next true love. And it worked. And within 2 days of meeting each other, Doss and
Arlie... If she had been on Tinder, she'd been swiping left.
Oh.
All the time.
Doss and Arlie Lanning.
Right or left. Right.
were married. Just like her late husband, Lanning was an alcoholic, but not a violent one. This time it was Nanny who would take off for weeks and sometimes months at a time. But when she was home, she played the doting housewife. Her third husband, Arlie, was he lasted 2.5 years of marriage. Then he became ill and died in Lexington, North Carolina in 1952. He died of what was supposed to be heart failure. The whole town supported her at his funeral. At the time, it was believed that he had been brought on by the flu that was going around. He showed
the Spanish flu?
Well, I don't know.
Would that have been the time of the Spanish
flu? What year was it?
52.
No.
He showed all the symptoms, 18. Fever, vomiting, and stomach pains.
Oh, see, that's what I had last week.
We are lucky to be alive. With his history of drinking, doctors believe his body simply succumbed to it, and an autopsy was not performed. Lanning's house was left to his sister, and within 2 months, the house burned down before the sister could take ownership.
Yeah, teacher.
Well.
So Nanny has a little, it sounds like she has a little anger problem.
Nanny's a bit of a bitch.
she is.
The early 1950s were a lethal time for Nanny's relatives. A few months later, in January 1953, her mother died while Nanny nursed the woman for a broken hip. Two of her sisters died the same year in different towns. Each collapsed while Nanny was visiting, each with the same mysterious symptoms of stomach cramps and convulsions. Doss wanted to be with her sister, Dovey, who was dying of cancer. Oh, so this one's already got one foot in a grave.
Yeah, she helps her along, though.
Yeah, of course she does, because she's a giver. Just before she was set to move to her sister's home, her mother-in-law died in her sleep. Not surprisingly, Dovey soon died, too, while in
Dovey,
Doss's
care.
Her sister, Dovey.
I
Nanny
like
and Dovey.
You just don't hear the names Melvina and Dovey anymore.
Or Nanny.
Nanny's kind of a cool name, though. I kind of like Nanny. It's short for Nanny. No.
Alone again, Nanny Doss decided that instead of limiting her search for a husband through the classified ads, she would try joining a singles club.
All right.
She joined the Diamond Circle Club, which is where she met her fourth husband, Richard L. Morton of Emporia, Kansas. The two married in October of 1952 and made their home in Kansas.
They made sweet love, Colonel.
Love, baby, sweet,
well,
sweet.
Unlike her previous husbands, Morton was not an alcoholic, but he did turn out to be an adulterer.
Motherfucker. He was getting some strange.
He was evidently getting some strange. When Doss learned that her new husband was seeing his old girlfriend on the side, he didn't really have that much longer to live.
Oh, he's got a side bitch.
Besides, she already had her sights on a new man from Kansas named Samuel Doss.
Oh. He sounds fancy.
Well, he sounds fancy, and she won't have to change any of the monograms on her shit again.
Oh, it's true.
She found herself another man. She doesn't need all this shit. She don't need all this.
No.
She's going to get her another man.
A good man.
You know what I don't understand?
Right.
Is that, okay, so we went to high school with this girl. Unlike Chuck's stories, this actually will be really fast.
Okay.
We went to high school with this girl, and she was very nice, but I mean, the girl was just, she was a hot mess all the time. She wasn't necessarily very attractive, nothing. And this girl, and she didn't put out. We were in high school, and she didn't put out. And I knew this. We were friends.
What? One of your friends?
Yeah.
Didn't put out?
Yeah.
So what, she sent the boys your way?
Huh?
She just sent the boys to you and say, Brandy or
no. No.
Brandy,
figuratively speaking, I didn't put out in high school.
Shut up.
No. But anyway, this girl got like more ass in a McDonald's toilet seat. She all the time had a boyfriend. She didn't put out, but she all the time had a boyfriend.
They were
good guys. They were nice guys. They were good looking guys. We could not figure out what the hell. And it was always before she'd break up with one, she'd have another one on the line.
She have like no gag reflexes?
I have no idea. Pheromones or whatever the fuck it was. But she just, I mean, guys constantly.
Have you seen her lately?
She looks the same.
Really?
She looks the same. And before she left this husband here that she just had a little bit ago, she had one on the line. And before she broke up with that boyfriend, she had another one.
Well, that's...
another one. And it's the same thing. And I'm like,
that's
seriously?
That's not a bad strategy, though, really. You don't put all your eggs in one basket.
You don't quit a job without having another job.
You know, here's the thing. Like, I was 32 when I got married.
And Spinster?
I, I know, right?
No, I was like, I was almost 30.
Yeah, I was 32 when I got married. I was 22
or 20. Yeah, 22, 23.
And in that time, I've got girlfriends that have been married 2 and 3 times before I got married once. And I'm like, what?
It's the same way. The time I got married, there's people working on their third marriages.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think 3 is going to be my limit.
I think 1 is my limit.
I'm
looking. Although I like being married. I just don't. I don't know.
I got me one of those internet brides. I got my eye on right now.
There you go. From China or
she from Russia?
Laos. Oh, from Russia. Russia. Yeah.
All right. So Sam Doss. I like the tall
ones.
Yeah. Well, send her your credit card information. I'm sure.
Yeah. Sam Doss.
I have to get the credit card from Renee.
She's got her. Well, exactly. She's got her eyes. Gave it to me. Actually. Sam Doss.
She's probably one of the one with like a $500 limit or something.
So, but before she could take care of Richard, I think we covered this a little bit, but I'm reading it as it's written.
All right.
Before she could take care of Richard, her father died, and then her mother, Louisa, came for a visit. Within days, her mother was dead after complaining of severe stomach cramps.
See, you just, I mean.
Her husband, Morton,
it's just not a good situation.
Succumbed to the same fate 3 months later. So after Morton died, Nanny moved to Oklahoma and soon became Mrs. Samuel Doss.
Okay.
Sam was a Nazarene minister who was dealing with the death of his wife and 9 of his children.
So he was a man of the Lord.
Who were killed by a tornado that had engulfed Madison County, Arkansas. So his wife and 9 kids were killed by a tornado.
This is not going to get any better.
Yeah. Boy, did you step in some shit. Doss was a good and decent man, unlike the other men that had been in Nanny's life. He was not a drunk. He was not a womanizer or a wife abuser.
She was going to kill him anyway.
He was, instead, a decent church-going man who fell.
He meets her and he says, you know, I just lost my wife and 9 kids in a tornado. And she's thinking, this is just not your day.
You know, she said, just rookie. When he thought it couldn't get any worse, he walks into the Black Widow.
Let me fix you something to eat.
Would you like a sandwich?
Let's see. He fell head over heels for Nanny, but he had one major flaw that would be his demise.
Well, she must have had the magic snatch or something, Colonel.
This is what I'm saying about this. I don't get it. He was painfully frugal and boring. He led a regimented life and expected the same of his new bride. No romance novels or love stories on television were permitted, and bedtime was at 9:30 every night. Motherfucker gonna tell me when to go to bed. He also kept tight control over the money and gave very little to his new wife.
Mm-hmm.
Nanny didn't like that. So she returned to Alabama, but soon came back after Samuel agreed to sign her on to his checking account. With the couple reunited, and it felt so good, and Doss having access to the money.
All right, who sung that song? Was it Peaches and Herb?
Peaches and Herb. I think we said Peaches and Cream.
Yeah, we were wrong. It's shocking. Because, you know, we strive for accuracy on this podcast.
Oh, right. For the love of Satan and all that's unholy in the world.
What's wrong, Colonel?
I just took a look here at Nanny Doss.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that was when she was older. I'm sure when she was younger, she was hot. Yeah,
no, ooh. You don't make that jump.
Transition.
That
quick. Yeah.
No.
It takes a whole lot longer than 50 years to turn into that shit. It
takes a little bit more in evolution.
You got to have a big-ass head start on
all right,
you
so...
Yeah,
so
she wasn't very attractive.
So she goes back to Sam after he signs her onto his checking account.
She was getting them in.
Now she was ready to act the role of the caring, doting wife.
All right.
She convinced Sam to take out 2 life insurance policies, leaving her as the only benefactor.
Yeah, because one is not enough, really.
Almost before the ink dried, Sam was in the hospital complaining of stomach pains. he managed to survive almost 2 weeks and recovered enough.
You sign the papers, I'll get you a sandwich.
Right. And recovered enough to return home. On his first night home from the hospital, Doss served him a nice home-cooked meal, and hours later, Sam was dead.
Damn it. That's a coincidence, don't you think?
His doctors were alarmed at his sudden passing and ordered an autopsy. Turned out, his organs were full of arsenic, and all of the fingers were pointing at Nanny as the culprit. Police brought Doss in for questioning, and she confessed to killing 4 of her husbands, her mother, her sister, Dovey, her grandson, Robert, and Arlie Lanning's mother. At first, Nanny refused to acknowledge her role in Sam Doss's poisoning. He was her husband, she said, and she wouldn't have harmed him. Yeah, because she's got a track record of not harming her husband.
But she's having some headaches.
But the police wouldn't let up. arsenic, they reminded her, does not come naturally with pork meat or coffee beans.
Thank God.
In fact, when Sam was admitted into the hospital a month earlier, he had just devoured a plate full of her prunes.
Mm.
Ooh,
were they poisoned too, Nanny, they asked?
Well, those pass through your system so quick you wouldn't be able to poison yourself with them.
I don't know what you're talking about. She giggled at the ridiculousness of their line of questioning.
Thus the name, the giggling
poison?
Granny.
Poison? Yeah. Hour after hour, they drilled her, trying to get her to pay attention
to
them. Really?
That's very
She's probably
going
to marry
Timmy.
One of the cops here soon. trying to get her to pay attention to them and kept the copy of the romance magazine she kept thumbing through. Put the magazine down, Nanny, and listen to us. Nanny, look at us.
This
Why did
like
you kill Doss?
The this podcast, is every... and she's playing Candy Crush.
No. Oh, yeah. Excuse me, motherfuckers,
down,
that
Nanny.
Just put your phones down, both of you. This
I'm
is a conversation I have with my kids.
I am working hard on our list. Right
he's
now.
Doing his research. He was looking up Nanny Doss's
oh, yeah.
photo.
This
I wasn't
is,
trying
this
to
is
get
the conversation
four
I have with my
row.
Child.
Right. Yeah, this is good.
Ordinarily, any one of the investigators wouldn't have put up with that shit. Finally, one of the detectives ripped the magazine from the suspect's hands and flung it into the trash can. But it was difficult to get rough with this sweet, grandmotherly type. That giggle, that harmless, innocent giggle, or maniacal, I guess, depends on how you look at it. Nanny, we've been here for hours now. Aren't you getting tired? You killed him. We know you killed him. You know you killed him. Oh, boys, come on now. I killed nobody. I don't know why you think I did, she fluttered. She was. It sounds to me like she was clutching the pearls and just trying to figure out, like,
did you like did you like an adjective flutter that I put in there?
So fluttered.
Colonel, so, what happens next?
Well, I'd be fucking up this granny.
Well.
I wouldn't be tolerating that. You know, old people are no old people.
She's pulling
Once
off.
Once you cross a line, you can slap them.
She's trying to pull off what every old person tries to pull off. Like, they don't know any better.
Yeah.
Like, my grandpa probably knew the nuclear launch codes, but couldn't, you know, I can't work a cell phone. What?
Well, I had a grandma that I was actually a favorite. And I had a girlfriend that she really liked. And we broke up because she had to go to college. And I dated her mostly
you and
through
her,
high school.
Your grandmother broke up?
It was a rough breakup.
Me and my girlfriend broke up.
Oh,
my grandmother really liked my girlfriend. When I got a new girlfriend, my grandma kept calling her my old girlfriend's name on purpose. So when I called my grandma on it, she just said,
"Oh, I'm old."
No. She said, "Oh, I liked the first girlfriend."
Uh huh.
And I said, "Grandma, that's mean. You're gonna apologize." She said, "No, I'm not."
See, because old people, they don't care.
Do you know?
No, they're old enough not to give a fuck.
Let me tell you, I was her favorite. I never spoke to her again. Didn't go to a funeral.
Oh, you bastard!
Didn't even go to a funeral.
That's not nice.
The girl I was dating was a nice girl. She didn't deserve that.
Well, yeah, but you know, she is.
But
your
then
grandma.
You broke up, and your grandma is your grandma.
You right. crossed the line with the colonel. You're
no,
dead to
no
me.
Going
granny
back.
Crossed the line.
Granny crossed. Granny was dead to me. That's a true story.
That's amazing.
Now, special agent Ray.
Get his grandmother to the curb.
Hey, I got my
over some disposable check.
Somebody go to probably don't know her name.
Not
probably
anymore.
Don't know either one of them. What was either one of their names?
In case Hope and Molly.
Of course he remembers their names because he remembers everything. It's not entirely
Isn't
accurate.
Isn't it ironic that you'd have the name Hope and you end up with him as your boyfriend?
Sounds like she lost all hope.
You just leave my personal life out of this.
He is a member. He is our new listener liaison.
He just told me to leave his personal life out of it.
He's never one to share.
To spread my personal business. I like
don't air your dirty laundry.
Well, I will give interviews, but you know, don't ask me about my romantical life.
Right, that's between.
Don't ask
you
me about my work.
That's between you and your hand.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Special Agent Ray Page here. He's heading up this investigation.
What?
Ray Page.
Oh, okay.
Now he.
You can call him Ray, or you can call him Page, or you could call him Ray Page.
Now I'm.
Ray Page.
you remember that commercial?
Page. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I love that commercial. I haven't seen that for years.
Okay, let me start off because the listeners are confused. Special Agent Ray Page.
Oh, listeners get confused because we interrupt, Brandy.
Right, yeah.
He's heading up this investigation here, and he signals to his own men.
Yeah.
See, Lieutenant Page.
and he steps forward.
Or Captain Page.
Now, this is important to me. I'm trying to paint a picture for you here.
Paint away.
He sits there. He pushes his men aside. He steps forward, and he lights up a cigarette. And he sat
filtered beside, or non-filtered?
Non-filtered. And he sat at the table in a long, dim, tunnel-like interrogation room and rubbed a pair of tired eyes. He noted with surprise that, unlike himself and his squad, she had not wilted at all. "We've made some calls, Nanny, and we've learned that Mr. Doss was your fourth husband to die of the same symptoms. We're putting two and two together, Nanny, and it looks like we might just come up with, four.
He had a way with words.
He did. That
Lieutenant Page.
Yeah, wow. He's a wordsmith.
Now, arsenic Annie, we believe, they all died of arsenic. It will be easier if you admit what you've done ahead of time.
Well, he's right.
Before we have to find out for ourselves.
Take a rubber tire to her.
And Nanny says, "Are you saying, young man, that I killed all of my husbands?" She giggled again. "You're a nice-looking young man, but so foolish."
You want to get married?
Yeah.
Are you available?
"You're a nice
want a sandwich?
nice-looking man, but so foolish." And she flipped over a page of the Romantic Hearts publication before her. Paige didn't know whether to laugh or cry. Was this bitch insane, or was she the greatest actress who ever lived?
I did not put any profanity in that script.
He had seen some cool cucumbers in his day, but this woman had them all beat. That was a nice turn of phrase.
You like that, Colonel?
Yeah. It was time to get serious with old Mother Arsenic. He reached over and drew the magazine from her hands. "No more reading, bitch. Nanny."
That is not in the script.
"This isn't a Christian Science reading room. You're going to answer to us, damn it." She looked at him. This time she was not giggling. "Nanny," he went on, "there are others too, aren't there? A lot of people around you dropping dead over the last couple of decades, and their ghosts are coming back to haunt you. Now they're here, Nanny, in this room. Now put them to rest, Nanny. Put them to rest." For a moment, their eyes met, Timmy. Mm-hmm. Paige detected in a breath those twinkling granny eyes solidify into something nasty. A devil lurked just within, and he was going to yank it out. And she knew it. She sighed, heaved, and nodded. "All right, all right, all right.
All right, all right, all right."
Then.
It's Matthew McConaughey in there.
Then, Timmy, she giggled again. Those eyes turning innocent once more, but at least she began to talk. She confessed to poisoning Doss' coffee, but not out of maliciousness.
Oh, no.
"He wouldn't let me watch my favorite programs on the television," she commenced.
Brandy, is that good calls?
Yeah.
Okay.
"And he made me sleep without the fan on the hottest night. I had boob sweat and cooch sweat, and it was just terrible. I had swamp titties. Oh, he would not let me turn the fan on.
He had boob sweat.
You get the rash.
She had boob sweat.
She had boob sweat.
Boob sweat's the worst.
Well, you get rashes when you get boob sweat.
Sometimes.
Yeah, get the swamp titties. He was a miser.
I would never call him swamp titties.
He was a miser, she says. And, well, what's a woman to do under those conditions? The detective's in the room.
Randy, I want you just to partake of how his dramatic reading brings that script alive.
Partake of it?
Yeah, just take it all in. Because he brings this script alive with his... you're talking like, you know, Carl Malden here.
I stopped listening. Carl Malden.
And he's bringing it to line.
He's like Wilford Brimley. Tell me about some diabetes.
I'm going to tell you something. I've been off the butterscotch disc for a month now. 30 days without a butterscotch disc.
You know what's amazing about that? I'm going to tell you what's amazing about that is that I still find fucking wrappers all over my goddamn office. I picked up 10 goddamn wrappers this fucking morning.
I'm listening to...
That were getting ready to set my fucking office on fire because they were in amongst the electrical cords and outlets.
On Sunday, I was going back listening to some older episodes, and I was listening to Dana Plato, and he says, "Excuse me while I have a refreshing mint." And you hear his fucking papal rattle for like 5 minutes, and then you hear him chewing for another 5 minutes.
Well, back to the story here.
I was praising your...
Thank you, Timmy. I appreciate that. But, you know, I have to say, for the picture you paint, I would not have a canvas to emote my soul on.
Thank you. We have mutual admiration.
We do. It seems like you and I have talent
oh, we're like, you know, we're in sync. We really are.
Yeah, it's like we're here together. Yeah. To me, it's like we're on the same page.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, she's playing
it's good that
Candy
you
Crush and updating her Kroger card on her phone or doing whatever that.
I wish that Brandy would bring the same energy and
passion
to her.
I wish that you'd shut the fuck up so we could get through this and we could all go home.
Continue, Colonel. I'm sorry you have to work in such condition.
It's hard, but I'm a professional, Timmy.
You are.
I'm a method podcaster. Yeah,
you're Marlon
Brando.
Meth
podcaster. Yes, you are, meth.
So.
I don't understand why Marlon Brando had sex with Wally Cox. That just seems weird to me.
That does what seem weird to me. He could have been banging anybody.
Yeah, he was in love with Wally Cox.
Oh my God. I don't care. Are we talking about Wally Cox anywhere in here? Or are we talking about fucking Nanny McPhee Doss or whatever the fuck her name is?
Nanny Doss.
Let's get on with that. All right. How about that?
Can we do an episode on Wally Cox?
Man, motherfucker, I don't care. Let's just get through this one.
Okay.
Could you watch your language just a little
bit? Shut the fuck up and let's go on.
Continue, Colonel.
That's why we always get the bad reviews, because you're bad language.
Breathe deeply and try not to laugh.
Okay, let me get back into character. Okay. now, as we left off, dear reader,
before we was rude,
dear listener, she was saying that he was a miser. She had the swamp titties. She couldn't turn the fan on. And well, what's a woman to do under those conditions?
Obviously, you poison your husband.
The detectives in the room exchanged glances.
Or your podcast eyebrows co-host. Raised.
She is serious, isn't she? The expressions asked. Okay, there. You have it, she laughed. In the same demeanor as a child admitting she stole her sister's hair ribbon. Can I have my magazine back now? First, tell us about the other husbands, Paige returned. Nanny thought a second. I will do if you give me back my romantic hearts. I promised, answered the other.
She's got to find a new husband.
She shrugged and smiled. It's a deal. She told them about Richard Morton, Arlie Lang, and Frank Harrelson, too. All men who she had first admired, but who turned out to be duds. All she ever wanted was romance, a man to love her, but instead what she got, she described as dullards.
She should have maybe tried women.
She might have gone that way, each and every one of them. If their ghosts are in this room, they're either drunk or sleeping, she said. Detective Page, shaking his head, gave her back the magazine. Despite being a horrific murderer, she seemed to enjoy the limelight of the arrest and often joked about her dead husbands and the method she used to kill them.
That, Brandy, we do not approve of that.
Yeah, wow.
Such as sweet potato pie that she laced with arsenic. Now, that's some bad shit right there. You just don't. Sweet potato pie just too good to kill somebody with.
Yeah, now the prunes was okay. Yeah, the prunes. They kind of suck anyway.
Yeah. Now, those in the courtroom passing judgment on her, failed to see this humor, Timmy. On May 17th, she was 50 years old, 1955, and she confessed to murdering Samuel.
So she was my age.
She was given a life sentence. But in 1963, Timmy.
See, we're not really worried. When you get our age, you don't really worry about life sentence.
No, it was a short life sentence. She spent 8 years in prison and died of the leukemia.
Oh.
In the Okie State Pen.
Oklahoma State Penitentiary.
Mm-hmm. Prosecutors never pursued any charges for additional murders, but most believe that Nanny Doss might have killed up to 11 people, Tim.
Man. You know, they didn't give her the death penalty because she was a woman.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Well, that's you bullshit. Know, that was back in the 50s, and that's just what they, you know.
Well, that's before equality.
Yeah. So, Brandy, what's your final thoughts on the giggling grandma, Nanny Doss?
Well, I would never let her babysit.
Yeah, I agree, and I would never eat one of her sandwich.
No, no. She's
There's
not
a lot
the
of things on her I wouldn't be eating.
Well, that's probably what got them in trouble.
Maybe if they would have dropped down and done the iguana on the girl, she would have made.
You have an obligation to satisfy a woman, Colonel.
Oh, tell me about it, Timmy. It's a sacred obligation.
It really is, and it's something that I try to always honor.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
and something I actually enjoy.
And as we say, pimping ain't easy, Timmy.
Pimping ain't easy. Brandy, would you like to discuss my enjoyment of giving oral sex?
Not ever.
Charles, what's your final thought on Nanny?
Carnolingus. I would, you know, Timmy.
Your final thoughts on Nanny Dolls?
It would take a whole lot of tequila to get me to even want to do the woman, Timmy. But, you know, don't
So you wouldn't go downtown on Nanny?
I would not go downtown on Aunt Nanny, no. No, 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 no. I go to rehab first.
Okay. All right. I want to give a special shout out before you get to your shout outs to Mike Brown and the Pleasuring Terror podcast, Pleasing Terror podcast. So listen to it over the weekend. It's really good.
Pleasing Terror.
Pleasing Terrors.
Okay, not Pleasuring Terror. You know,
well, I kind of pleasure myself when I was listening
to that one. And
but it is really good. It's Pleasing Terrors. Check it out. And Canadian True Crime.
That is a good one, too. I checked out both of them. Mike's is an odd one because I don't know how you would describe it.
No, but it's good.
It's very good. If you like horror, that it's a very, very good one. But Canadian True Crime, of course, we have all these people that got these great podcasts.
I know. It makes me feel inferior.
Yeah, Christy Lee's got
but
that
I think
one,
because we are inferior.
I guess we know our place.
There's a new one. I wish I knew the name of it. I'm sorry, I shouldn't even mention it, but it's on Alaskan murders, and I just listened to it. I'm going to go ahead, Colonel. I'll get to it in a minute, but it's really, really good.
Okay, now I need our regular listeners to know that I'm reworking the entire shout-out sheet. So it's under construction. So this week's shout-outs are going to be a little bit peculiar. They're going to be people that I have not given shout-outs to for some reason or another.
And let me just say, Colonel, that's Alaskan True Crime. It's called Murder Under the Midnight Sun, and it's really good. So please check it out if you get a chance. It's a new one, okay. True Crime on Alaskan Crime.
One is a great team, Colonel, member that I never give a shout-out to, and that's Clark Trowbridge, because I always just say to Trowbridge.
Yeah, Clark is a good guy.
So I'm going to give him a shout-out on his own. New listener, Zachary Fish. Now, these are new listeners I'm going to give you here. Stephanie Leverins, Trish Lawton, Lindsay Ng. Thank you, Lindsay. Joey King, Helene Scamuffa.
Helene, thank you for listening.
Helene, actually, I guess, found us from the podcast we listen to page. So thank you for giving us a try.
Can I give a shout-out to Marvin Hammond?
God damn it, he's on my list.
All right, I'm sorry.
You let me finish a goddamn list.
You said new ones. That's why
I said these people are new listeners.
All right.
Let me get to some of the other ones.
All right, continue. I'm sorry. God. You are head of listener relations. I let you do your job.
I'm in charge here.
I am totally I'm totally comfortable delegating to you.
I don't believe you are. Somebody I had on the list and I pulled off was Frank Daniels.
Frank's a good guy.
I don't know how that happened. I'm sorry, Frank. Here's your shout out. I'll get you on the list and it won't happen again. CJ Blanton. Now we have a new listener, Nicole Starr. So I'm thinking they gotta be related to Nicholas, right?
Maybe? I don't think they're related, but hey to Nicholas.
Well, that's a
Molly.
Very yeah. Somebody who Alyssa Dryden.
Yes.
I have never given a shout out to her. She's very active on the page, and
I apologize. For some reason, she thinks I'm mean to the two of you. So you guys,
you're
need
very
to,
mean to both.
No,
of
you
us.
Need to set her straight that I'm very nice to you. It's just an act. That I mean,
a beautiful Portsmouth lady, Timmy.
Yes, my hometown.
Nancy Clark.
I don't know Nancy, but hi, Nancy.
She's active on the page. She's
from Portsmouth, my hometown.
She's from Portsmouth. She's a friend of Carlos.
Okay. Anyone's a friend of Carla is a friend of mine.
Jody Wells.
Jody, yes.
Jill Phoenix. She's active on the page. Very nice woman. Marvin.
She said that we did not give her a shout out in 2015, 16, or 17.
I know. That's why I'm making it up to her today. These are the golden shout outs.
And Cheryl Clausey.
I'm giving golden shout outs.
All right. Cheryl Clausey as well. Continue.
I'm sorry?
Cheryl Clausey.
Yeah, I know. I said, excuse me, I'm sorry.
Okay, continue.
Motherfucker. I got Cheryl Clausey was three names down
all right.
on my list.
I didn't know if you had her or Aaron Shipley or Tommy Lane. I don't know.
Well, Tommy Lane I've gotten before, and Aaron Shipley I've gotten before.
All right.
These are people that have always been skipped.
All right, we don't want to skip anyone.
Cheryl Clausey.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
I remembered you.
No, motherfucker, you didn't remember. This, I got my goddamn list right here.
All right, go on.
Jolene Minio, new listener, Michelle Bradley, Kathy Toff, Maria Johnson, Aaliyah Nazaro, Lisa Fidler, Rebecca Latiola, yes, Latiola, Rebecca Latz.
Okay.
Lester Brown, downtown Lester Brown, Laura Skaggs, Beth Normal, Normil, Katie McGraw, Savannah Brubaker, Susan Tweeter, Carrie Ann, Lori Hobbs. Now, and I've been skipping over. I did not add this young lady to the list. She's a fine young lady, and I won her in an auction that we had on our page.
Nick Johnson. Hey, Nick.
Jessica Barnett. Sophia Bennett. And I, you know, she listens to podcasts all the time, and I never, ever, every once in a while mention her, but I never give a shout out to my just lovely, beautiful niece, Dominique.
Yes,
Wagner. Dominique, I never give her a shout out.
We made him put you on this list. He refused to do it, but we threatened not to.
So I'm going
to give
her. I'm going to give Jack's mom, Dominique, and Junipers a shout out. And your Uncle Chuck loves you, so you get a shout out. So, and Clark, I got already.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, one I want to throw in there is we hope that Rachel is doing well.
We do.
Her gallbladder situation resolves. And
we want to congratulate Kate McCarthy, who's graduating this week.
She is.
Yes. Matt Johnson.
Yes, Matt.
I've been leaving him off of there. And so if you listen into this, and I have not been getting you in, say, in the last month or so, and
John Holmes?
Put it on the page.
Yeah, we'll create a thread so we get all the new ones. We don't want to leave anyone off that who's listening.
Yeah, and what we're trying to figure out is who's listening to the show. Because it's all right if you're just active on the page. Well, if you're active on the page and not listening, you wouldn't hear this. So,
well, some people, I think, leave. You know, they listen for a while and then they move on, and that's fine. We just don't.
Yeah,
we got
some serious abandonment issues, and you shouldn't do that.
We do, and so we hope Liz Evans would never leave us, of course.
No.
Or Nick or Emerson, he would never leave us.
But really, I see what he's doing there, and he needs to stop.
Because I got 300 names here, motherfucker. Okay. I'll go over every.
Now let's get the last two. But I do want to. We have got to say that Chanda Rush is beautiful.
First of all, it's Chanda.
That's what I said.
Okay,
that's close.
It's Chanda. Everybody knows she's beautiful. So I don't know why you're giving.
Well,
up.
She is saying that we do not.
Because she got the scariest goddamn boyfriend you're ever going to see in your whole life.
Larry's a good guy. He's handsome.
Yeah, I don't care if he's handsome or not. He's scary looking. You look at him, and it looks like the guy who's going to make you dig your own hole, hit you over the head with a shovel, and fill it back in. That's what he looks.
He's
like.
He's going to make you dig your own hole. Make you take the gun, put it to your head,
shoot yourself.
Yeah, and then bury yourself.
And then leave, yeah, and then bury your own self, yeah, while you bleed to death.
Yes.
So I'm sure he's a nice man, but he just.
But she is beautiful.
But understand,
so we
are.
That.
Yeah, so, but yes, she's a beautiful woman.
And you're just not saying that because you are in charge of listener relations.
No, I thought I've said that.
Jess Watford. Thank you, Jess and Shirley. Hey.
And. All the people, Mary Ray and all the people that yesterday there was a thread that came up on podcast we listened to, and we had a lot of our listeners jump in and say, hey, that's
aren't they great
podcast. And it was very, very nice of all of you.
Yes. And for all the friends over there on podcast we listen to, thank you for all your support. We really
and understand that we understand that sometimes people just don't like this podcast.
Yes.
And there's nothing.
Nothing we can do
nothing,
about it.
And
we,
there's nothing wrong with that.
We're okay with it.
The people were, and the people were very nice. They just said, you know, I don't really like podcasts with a lot of banter. A couple of people said, Brandy just mean, and she, I can't
I
take more than an
true.
Hour of that woman.
No,
but
that never happened.
That is not true. Brandy gets rave reviews.
Thank you very much for being so concerned that you would stick up or say a nice thing about us, and we appreciate that.
We do.
We appreciate the support. So.
And we appreciate being able to promote our podcast on that page because it's a lot of people on that page, very active. I think they have 8,000 members, and it's really nice to have that opportunity, so we appreciate it.
Yeah, and speaking of other ones, I was sent a PM from Charlie and Allie. They've been giving me some editing tips. So we're going to try to get the Audacity figured out. So me and you got everything going, Devin.
I cannot wait to meet Charlie and Allie next month at CrimeCon, as well as a lot of our listeners. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I like meeting new people.
Do you have your hotel reservations, Chuck?
I do.
All right, good. At the Westin?
Huh?
At the Westin?
I believe so, yes.
I think he's lying.
All right. Yeah, so we got to give two shout-outs. Two more.
Lady Beverly. Mm-hmm. Lady Beverly, who is the queen of the podcast.
She has a birthday coming.
She does have a birthday coming.
Beverly, happy birthday.
Is it tomorrow?
You got to sing, Colonel. You got to sing to
it's
Beverly.
Tomorrow.
I don't believe it's. Is it tomorrow? I thought it was Thursday.
Well, you still need to sing.
It's the third? Are we doing one tomorrow, Timmy?
Probably, but.
I can't do my English Cockney accent, Timmy.
Okay, well, you prepare. You can do one the next time, and even if it's a day late.
Can I just go get a Snicker bar?
Sounds like a rat.
What?
Okay, I tried this one. Happy birthday, Lady Beverly. Happy birthday, Lady Beverly. Happy birthday, dear Lady Beverly.
The Stevie Wonder version. You ever heard of this?
No.
Happy birthday.
This version is fine.
To who you, baby.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Colonel.
The devil over here just... Tingling. She throwing her panty all around.
No, actually, what you see me throwing is up.
It's vomit.
Yeah.
And, of course, the wonderful Dottie Scott, who we... were it not for Dottie Scott, there would be no podcast here.
We also want to thank, in all seriousness, Jen Wicks and Amber.
Oh, yeah, for taking over the...
For being mods on our page. It's very helpful to us, and we really appreciate your help.
Yeah. They're starting to see Pimpin' Ain't Easy.
Pimpin' ain't easy. Brandy, where can people find us?
Find us on Facebook.
Yeah, join our Facebook group. Even if you don't like the podcast, join our Facebook group. It's called History Dweebs, the podcast. A lot of fun people there, and we have a lot of good time. Fun and merriment, wouldn't you say?
I would say fun and merriment. You can find us on Twitter.
Yeah, at HistoryDweebs1. Follow us there. Or you can follow the Colonel at Hawkwaters. Or you can follow Brandy at Brandy Vennay. That's Brandy Vennna.
Uh-huh.
And... you can find us.
And you can find us on iTunes.
iTunes, yes. If you're going to check us out on iTunes, listen on iTunes, please subscribe and then leave us a review. It's very helpful to us. It's how people find us, and we're very appreciative of that. And we got a very nice review yesterday, and I want to give a shout-out to someone who gave us a 5-star review, and it is... Roxy Eve. She said that we're very funny, and she wished she had started listening sooner. So thank you, Roxy.
Well, you can catch up, Roxy. And we hit Twitter, and we always
History Dweebs on demand.
Like to give a thanks to Karen Barnes, who always retweets, and Fat Boy Gardner, who's neither fat
a boy or
a boy or a gardener.
Yes,
but he retweets all of our stuff, And Dr. Jeff does.
Yes. So. And you know Dina on Twisted Philly, she retweets all her stuff too.
Oh, does she?
Yes. And that's another very fine podcast. So please
check.
There's
so many good ones, and I don't know why we do what we do.
I don't know how many.
All right. Anybody have any final closing thoughts?
Well,
that are final
I thought
and
maybe
closing?
We could talk a little bit about my issues.
There is no time.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. We'll see you next time on History Dweebs.
Bye-bye.
Good day.
Bye-bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.